You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The timing could not have been better. We just played a song that's essentially saying, you don't know you're beautiful.
How true is that?
And that is what we're just about to start talking about. Jeremy, I'm going to let you lead off because you brought this to my attention when you were having a chat with your wife.
Yeah, and it sounds like it might be going on in your house as well. I'm kind of just getting fed up with conversations with my sweet knickknack because I'm head over heels about her. I am just so crazy in love with her still after all these years.
Well, you married up so much.
I so did, and she's the best woman ever.
There are people who marry up by like one notch, like from a 6 to a 7. You married up like 4 notches.
Oh, that's kind of you. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful mom. So I
it's
hand
also a big
out,
shot at you.
Well, shut up. You ugly. No, but in all seriousness, I do hand out compliments all the time to sweet knickknack. But lately, for some reason, it is really getting on my nerves because as soon as I compliment her about something, she immediately comes back with some sort of critique. So, like, I'll come home and I'll be like, oh, you're in those jeans. You look so good in those jeans. I love those jeans. And she'll instantly go, oh, I've gained so much weight. It's just, I got to lose like 5 pounds. I'm like, well, okay. Well, or I'll say something like, oh, you're a good mom. You're like the best mom. I just feel like I've been too hard on them lately. I don't know. I just feel like I was yelling too much. And like the nail in the coffin was the other day when she's been talking about getting her hair cut. Cause you know, we've all been in quarantine. She needs her hair cut. She's wanting to get it styled. And she's like, I want to do something different with it. Try something different. And I'm like, there's this news anchor, that you look a lot alike. And I'm going to send you a picture of her later, and her hair looks really good. You guys have the same features. You can kind of see what this would look like on somebody that resembles you.
Are so you trying to dress your wife up now, like one of the news anchors that you have the hots for?
Well, maybe. No, I'm just saying that this news anchor looks, I feel, fairly similar to Nicole. Same features. Has the same hair that she's describing, so I sent her the picture of this woman.
It's not that one that you and I used to always look at and I was making fun of the wild mane of hair.
No wild mane. This is a lovely woman. She's blonde, like my wife, whatever. So I sent this to her. I said, hey, you look like this woman. Your hair will probably look like this. And she wrote back, yeah, except she's prettier, younger, and has bigger boobs.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, right.
And I'm like, geez, I'm just saying that you are beautiful. This woman is also beautiful. Here's what your hair might look like. Gosh, I can't even win, man. So I think I might be done for a little while with the compliments. I'm just going to let it ride for a while.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You cannot stop with them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to explain some insight that I got from that great philosopher, Gretchen.
Yes.
Who I am married to.
Okay.
Because we have been through this a few times over the years where I will give her compliments. She always rejects them. And every once in a while, I forget and I ask about that. And I'll say, "Why? I just told you, you know, how beautiful you look today. And you've got to come back and say, oh, I got these bags under my eyes and blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And she did, in pure Gretchen style, with hands on hips, she said, and this is words to live by, Jeremy. She said, and I quote, "We do not take compliments." Speaking about women now, mm-hmm. She says, "We do not take compliments well, but we still want them."
Oh, so keep them coming.
Right.
She even says, though I fire them right back at your
she
face.
She will admit all day long that women do not accept compliments well, but you are a fool if you don't keep dishing them out. So I have learned,
but it's exhausting.
I'm just prepared. Look, I'm doing my job.
I know.
My job is to say you look great.
This
Jeremy,
seamless,
you're doing your job.
This seems legit. Yes, it does.
So keep
I see
giving
what she's
them.
Saying.
It's about, you know, it doesn't have to be about you. If you get rejected with your compliment, it's okay.
Yeah, but in a way it does turn around on me because it's like I don't see anything but beauty in front of me. And to say something about that beauty, about, it doesn't have to be beauty. Don't email me. You know, just in general.
Compliments
everything
in general.
That's great.
You said you're a great mom.
I say great things, and then just to have those instantly thrown back in your face, it doesn't feel good. It does not feel good. I'm like, well then why am I even complimenting you? If you're just not going to even walk over and give me a hug and say thank you. I'm just looking for a thank you.
I'm going to tell you why they don't want to say thank you, and I didn't know this either until a recent discussion. Gretchen's, and this is obviously there are exceptions, but she's talking about in general. She believes that women, if a woman hears another woman accepting a compliment, woman A will think that woman B is kind of snobby or full of herself.
Mm.
And she quotes that great philosophical movie, Mean Girls, the classic Mean Girls, where Regina George says to Katie, "You're so pretty." And Katie says, "Oh, thank you." And Regina immediately fires back, "Oh, so you agree. You think you're pretty too."
Twisted.
Yes. And I was like, that makes sense.
Well, so then, well, how does
Nicole
that
explain? Is standing there when I compliment Gretchen and Gretchen says, thank you. Nicole's probably going to say, oh, Gretchen's sure full of herself. She thinks she's pretty
just
too.
Soaks up those. Well, then let me ask you.
So they have to push back so that they don't appear to be full of themselves.
Well, then, how do you explain us alone in our kitchen and I toss out a compliment?
Because it's just so ingrained.
She thinks Alexa hears it or something?
It's a natural defense. And if they let their guard down for you in the kitchen, they may let their guard down out in public.
They might slip.
When you are with your friends and partying.
Okay, I see that. All right.
Do you understand now?
I understand, but I don't understand.
I didn't. I had to go to school, but I graduated with a degree in how to compliment.
It's still not clicking in my man brain, like why this is such a thing. You'd never see if I complimented you, you'd be like, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Pretty much.
We'd go on with our life.
But
it depends if I was commenting on your butt or something, it might be weird, but
well, Josh does that.
Dim jeans, dim jeans. Woo!
See, the funny thing is we talk about the entertaining differences between men and women. The interesting part of that is that there's no fear of you nor I ever complimenting the other one. What we're going to do is talk trash to all the time. You know, I'll walk in and you'll say, oh, I didn't know they made that in a men's style or something like that.
Well, Dom was talking about how much he was exercising this weekend, and all I said was, Lord knows you needed it.
Yeah, see, so there's no fear of having to reject a compliment
that
we're never going to get in the first place.
There is that. Yeah, that's funny.
In fact, if you and I had somehow cataloged, all of the insults that we've given each other in 15 plus years,
that'd be quite a read.
We could fill multiple volumes.
Quite
you know,
a
Gretchen
read.
Told me something else. She said men can almost turn this into a game. Since they know now what's going on, they can turn it into
some sort of
a game.
I've done that in my mind. I've done it.
What's the game in your mind?
Well, like, I know if I'm going to compliment her, like, I'll be, you know, your eyes look pretty today. I know in my head she'll come back and be like, oh, but the bag's under my eyes because I'm so tired. Like, I kind of formulate in my mind what the reply is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she went and got her eyebrows waxed, so I think I said something like, you know, your eyebrows look great, but I knew she couldn't get her... anything else, like her lip waxed or anything like that. Not that she has a mustache. But I knew as soon as I said, your eyebrows look good, that she was said, oh, but I wish I could have gotten my lip done too. And sure enough, boom. That was her answer.
Well, then
yeah,
you
but I really
just,
needed my lip
then
waxed.
You should have just started off by saying, hey, Tom Selleck, your eyebrows look great.